The Decameron, or 10 Days Entertainment, by Giovanni Boccaccio. Here beginneth a book called Decameron, and surnamed Prince Galahalt, wherein are contained 100 stories in 10 days, told by 7 ladies and 3 young men. Proem. A kindly thing it is to have compassion of the afflicted, and albeit it well beseemeth every one, yet of those is it more particularly required who have erst had need of comfort, and have found it in any, amongst whom, if ever any had need thereof, or held it dear, or took pleasure therein aforetimes, certes I am one of these. For that, having from my first youth unto this present been beyond measure inflamed with a very high and noble passion, higher and nobler perchance than might appear, were I to relate it, to sort with my low estate, albeit by persons of discretion, who had intelligence thereof, I was commended therefor, and accounted so much the more worth. Nathless, a passing sore travail it was to me to bear it, not, certes, by reason of the cruelty of the beloved lady, but because of the exceeding ardour begotten in my breast of an ill-ordered appetite, for which, for that it suffered me not to stand content at any reasonable bounds, caused me oft-times feel more chagrin than I had occasion for. In this my affliction, the pleasant discourse of a certain friend of mine, and his admirable consolations, afforded me such refreshment that I firmly believe of these it came that I died not. But as it pleased him who, being himself infinite, hath for immutable law appointed unto all things mundane that they shall have an end, my love, beyond every other fervent, and which nor stress of reasoning nor counsel, no, nor yet manifest shame nor peril that might ensue thereof, had availed either to break or to bend, of its own motion, in process of time, on such wise abated, that of itself at this present it hath left me only that pleasance, which it is used to afford unto whoso adventureth himself not too far in the navigation of its profounder oceans. By reason whereof, all chagrin being done away, I feel it grown delightsome, whereas it used to be grievous. Yet, albeit the pain hath ceased, not, therefore, is the memory fled of the benefits whilom received, and the kindnesses bestowed on me by those to whom, of the good will they bore me, my troubles were grievous. Nor, as I deem, will it ever pass away, save for death. And for that gratitude, to my thinking, is among the other virtues especially commendable, and its contrary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?